AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama says U.S. law and history are on his side in a legal dispute over the executive order to protect millions of immigrants from deportation. The administration will appeal an order from a federal judge in Texas that temporarily blocks the president's program. Arizona Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego says people who would have been covered under the order should continue to prepare for it to be enacted.
We encourage you to please continue to get ready, continue to get your paperwork ready, because we are confident that this ruling will be overturned.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who filed the lawsuit as state attorney general, says he has a plan to secure the border.
It has 500 new state troopers, more Texas Rangers who can focus on corruption, more funding for local law enforcement.
That was from his State of the State address. Boston residents overwhelmed by massive snowfalls the last month have been recording videos of themselves jumping out of windows and into snowbanks. Mayor Marty Walsh wants them to cut it out.
That's a foolish thing to do, and you could kill yourself. So I'm asking people to stop the nonsense right now when it comes. These are adults jumping out windows.
It's not necessarily going to be another big snow night tonight, but in much of the country, it will be very cold. National Weather Service meteorologist Kimberly McMahon says there's no warm-up in sight in Vermont.
For tonight into tomorrow morning, we're still expecting temperatures to reach the negative digits for most of Vermont and northern New York, but the Champlain Valley and Burlington area will see single digits above zero, but not by much.
A beagle named Miss P has won Best in Show at the 139th Westminster Kennel Club at Madison Square Garden. This is AP Radio News. The labor management standoff that's disrupting billions of dollars of international trade at West Coast seaports now centers on the future of one man, arbitrator David Miller.
There's an arbitrator who resolves workplace disputes in the L.A. Long Beach area, and essentially the union negotiators want to remove him, and the association representing employers wants to keep the system intact.
AP correspondent Justin Pritchard. Miller has told the Associated Press he's aware he's become the focal point of the closed-door talks, but isn't sure why. A new round of negotiations to restore full diplomatic ties with Cuba takes place next week in Washington. And a delegation of U.S. senators in Havana say they're hoping the two sides can reach a deal soon. Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
Both countries have to get past their old mindsets and realize if this is a new day, both sides are going to have to move.
Democrat Amy Klobuchar is sponsoring a bill to lift the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.